So then Norm was asking us in his email if we had a growth edge right now, is how he phrased it, or what God was doing. So then I thought a little bit about that, and I had a little bit of trouble because I'm a very detail-oriented person, and so sometimes it can be hard for me to see a bigger picture. Even in my spiritual life, is there something God is doing over a period of time versus what is he teaching me right now today, what did I hear, or something during the week? So maybe I don't have a theme for you over the last months, but I have something that I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks, and I wanted to share that with you, and I hope that you can glean some encouragement from it. Many of you will know I'm a stay-at-home mom to three young boys, so nearly all of my life is encompassed with this perspective of mothering, including my spiritual life. My children are my sphere of influence, and the main reason I call out to God for help, sometimes many times a day. They are the reason verses like Lamentations 3:23, where it talks about God's compassion never failing and being new every morning are so important to me. And therein lies my reflection for you this morning. I often feel as though I'm not the mother I would like to be. I run through my faults in my head and can easily be overwhelmed by the things I don't do as well as I'd like or the ways I fail in patience or love or mercy and compassion. But I'm reminded and I take comfort in the fact that God is all of the things I am not. He is steadfast when I am not. He is patient with me and my kids when I am not. He is, as Psalm 86:15 states, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. When I am not being those things, because why did you just destroy that toy your brother is making? And why did you push your brother over? And can you just come here so we can get our shoes on and go to church already? That never happens in our house. And God remains faithful to me when I have wandered or forgotten to think of him or forgotten to ask for his help and keep trying to do things in my own strength, which is hard because sometimes little people are hard to love. Perhaps you're in a stage like me in the business of loving little people. Maybe you're loving big people. Maybe you are lonely. If I have any encouragement to offer you and myself, it's that God remains faithful to us and keeps calling us. He does tell us to call upon him while he is near, but my understanding is that he remains near if our hearts continue to seek him. How wonderful that he is always close even if we forget. I need this reminder that he is faithful to be with me in this season, that he can give me the grace and compassion I need for my children, and that he can give me the strength to make it through very need-filled days. That his strength and wisdom is not just for big spiritual things, or talking to strangers about him, or really hard and scary moments, but they're for me in my mundane moments too. I need him to make me more like him so I can love more like him. I don't just want this to be something I talk about, but something that I am living and that is making a difference in my life and in the lives of those I live with. And I hope that we can all encourage each other to seek God and reach out to him no matter what our days look like so that he can offer us his resources to care for the people in our life well. Thank you. Ron?
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. I am amazed every day, Father, that you care about us. Everything that we're going through, the people that we love so dearly that maybe aren't following you, thank you that you still love them, that you offer up grace to them, that you can use our lives just the way we are with our neighbors, with our church, with our families. Even just thinking today, there's so many needs around. I pray that you would speak into our needs, Lord. Speak into Annette's needs and Ron. I pray that you would be near to Joan and Case as their grandson's getting married today. Pray for those that just had a child and are suffering and longing for healing in their own bodies too. Pray for people that cry out for their kids and just want them to connect with you, that you would show up. Pray for those that are working with youth, even like James and Michelle. Just pray that you would just speak through their lives, that their life would be significant in sharing and in sharing the love that only comes straight from you. Lord, we long to feast on the bread that you offer, the bread of life. We long to drink of that living water, that each day would be a day that we could feel like we know you better. We understand that you love us more. And one thing is running through my mind, Lord, is that you know each of us by name. You know the people that we're concerned for. And in all of that, we can just lay our head on your shoulder and trust you. Pray for those in missions, Lord. Pray for Peter and Kim, and Peter as he's often going out and relating to people in regards to his mission in Gain. Pray for Wayne and Crystal as they minister in Cambodia. We pray for Christy as she's ministering in Papua New Guinea. Lord, I pray that they would feel your spirit daily, that they would know that they are doing what is right in your eyes, that it wouldn't be their mission, but it'd be your mission, that they would love well, and that as a result of this, we could feel united as a church. And Father, I'm just so glad to be in church today. It just means so much to me to see the people around me. And just knowing that just because we're away for a couple of weeks doesn't mean we're disconnected. But you have a way of connecting us that is more real than anything else, that we feel a calm assurance knowing that the peace we have comes from you. So we pray that you would fill us with a desire to learn more about your faith in you, and in your hope that you give to all of us, and in the peace that we can experience because of it. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Eddie, and I also have the privilege of serving on the elder board at Mountain Park. I am much more comfortable up there with a guitar between me and you than just holding a mic, but that's okay. As Renita said, when you're asked, God calls us to be ready. What I want to share with you is a bit more of my journey over the past couple of years to leading to where I'm at right now. So as many of you know, a number of years ago, I felt a calling to pursue firefighting. It was around the same time that I first became an elder at Mountain Park and started praying and examining just everything that I was doing in my life, if I was following where God would have me. And so he brought this desire forward, and initially I wasn't all that excited. Renita spoke of sphere of influence. That's something that is very near and dear to my heart as well. And my sphere of influence was my coworkers. I had a team of maintenance employees that worked for me at a concrete plant and had got to be really intentional with them. Got to have a lot of very very deep conversations with them, and got to express my beliefs in God and walk with them through some of their own personal trials and struggles. It took a number of years before I was eventually hired on. And about 2 years ago, I started working in Port Coquitlam as a firefighter, as a new guy, with no influence and not knowing anyone. It felt like a bit of a whiplash reaction from being able to openly share my faith with my coworkers to now being a probationary firefighter who spends all of their time either training, cleaning, or on calls. You're the bottom of the totem pole. You're not one to have influence on those around you. Or so I was led to believe. A verse that has stuck out to me a lot during that time is Micah 6:8. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before your God? Guys on shift very quickly learned that I was a Christian. I got hired midway through 2020, so COVID was very prominent, and so our shifts, instead of interacting and there being crossover, we would all, the shift I was on, B shift, would congregate in one part of the hall, and the oncoming shift would come in through a different entrance, and we would never cross paths. We would try and maintain shift integrity that way so that no one got sick, nothing got spread, except for me. Because I am a junior member of the department, that means I'm a floater, and that means that if another shift was short on personnel, I could get moved back and forth. And so I got to meet everybody, and everyone very quickly seemed to figure out that I was a Christian. There's only four of us in the department that are Christian. And so I got bounced around a fair bit, got to meet a lot of people, got to start having deeper interactions, but was always on B shift. And then as the new year rolled around, personnel got jumbled and I got moved to a different one. And was quite discouraged, again, because I'd spent a year of building relationships and making these inroads with my coworkers. And then I started to get to know the guys on A shift. One of the guys his young daughter is very sick. She won't make it to 10 years old. He's been incredibly badly hurt by the church over the course of his life. And here I am. I get to be there with him. I get to listen. I get to walk alongside him. And I get to be a witness through my actions. I get to be a witness by listening. I get to hear his frustrations with how he's been hurt by the church. And I get to show him God's love. Another of the crew battles depression. Two more are expectant fathers, and I have some experience with that. I thought that my missions field and my sphere of influence would be the citizens of Port Coquitlam. But it turns out it's on the truck as we drive back from a tough call. And the guys wonder how God allows things like that to happen. So I get to build those relationships, and I get to share what it is to be a follower of Christ, what it is to love unconditionally, what it is to serve those around you. And by all accounts, they shouldn't be listening to me. I'm a junior firefighter on the back of a truck. That is the position with the least amount of influence. But it's pretty amazing how God works. Now he can line stuff up like that. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so very much. It's just a pleasure to have you guys as elders in this church. And Renita, thank you. I wondered if we should just pray. This just feels really heavy to hear these stories of these guys just struggling, right? And you're being there, and this is your mission field, and you're there as just this ambassador for the kingdom, and your influence, I'm sure, means a lot. And so, I just want to pray. If you would just reach your hands out, we'll pray for Renita and for Eddie both. But God, we thank you just so much for the elders in this church and that we got to hear these beautiful testimonies today. And we just pray for Eddie, for the things he sees in his job, for the tough calls they go on. That you would just strengthen him to continue to just shine your light for the guys around him that I'm sure see some very traumatic things day in and day out. It's a job where you're seeing people's worst case scenario every day. And so I just pray for just lots of strength and blessing and healing to flow through Eddie to his coworkers, that you would give him lots of patience and strength. God, that you would let your light shine. And we pray for his coworker with a sick daughter, especially right now. God, that you would just put your healing hands on that family, and that you would bring comfort and just let them know that you are present and that you are listening. And we pray just as much for Renita and her field of influence with her children. I think all of our reach of influence is much further than we believe and can see. And so, God, we just pray, for extra patience and just for just an increased sense of your presence in our lives. And we're so thankful to have heard these words today. God, just do your work in our hearts as we process them. Thank you so much. In your name, amen.